In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, John Lewis Meyer, Jr. was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sins. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We
were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. I am continually with you.
You hold my right hand.
You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you?
And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you.
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish.
You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you.
But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
O God of mercy and grace, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to John and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. But now, thus says the Lord, "He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." This is the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 8th chapter. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th and 18th chapters. Glory be to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Later, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. Rose, Steve and Mary Jane, Irene, other family and friends of John Buddy Meyer Jr., God's peace be with you today. Today is 40 days after Easter. We're gathered here for a funeral. For some of you, it's another funeral. The losses keep piling up. Our sorrows multiply. It's hard. And yet on this day, even in the hardness that we feel, on this day, the Christian church also remembers and celebrates Jesus' ascension into heaven. An event that filled his followers with great joy. It's an odd pair. the sorrow and sadness of death mixed with the joy of Christ's ascension. Our hearts grieve over our loved ones, over Buddy, still over John, Jesse, and so many others. Buddy knew that grief too. Rose, you said that he mentioned a number of times how much he missed Jesse, how much he missed his father. I remember at John and Jesse's memorial service, Bud, in the middle of the sermon, began talking about fishing. And we had a little moment remembering the blessing and joy that he had in that life with his loved ones. And yet our Lord Jesus Christ, even in the midst of grief, he brings us hope and peace. And Buddy enjoys that hope and that peace now in the presence of Christ. And joy. What joy is his? And we will have joy too in the end. Despite all the plans and all the attempts of sin, death, and the devil to stop it, we will have joy. Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus made this promise. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." That's what Jesus said. And he meant what he said. He keeps every single promise, including this promise. At times, I know it may feel like he's forgotten us, but he hasn't. Would Jesus bleed and die for you only to abandon you and forget you? Would the Father offer up his only Son for us and then turn against us? And the answer is absolutely not. Your Jesus and his Father would never do that. When our Lord ascended into heaven, the angels told the disciples, "This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." What follows Christ's ascension? It's his coming again in glory. It's the last day and the resurrection of all flesh, including our loved ones. The resurrection of those who believe in Jesus and those who love him, as Bud most certainly believed in Jesus and loved him. They will be raised to life. Our eyes will see him. We will be together with the Lord. That word "together," such a beautiful little word to hear. And our hearts cry out, we say, "When? How long?" And God says, "Soon." Jesus says, "I am coming again, soon." But even now, Jesus, our brother, is at the right hand of God, and he indeed is interceding for us. That means that he is praying for us. That means he is caring for us, and he is watching over us. And because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, doing these things for us and watching over us now, we have this confidence, the confidence that nothing, neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. If this love is not something that you know yet, then I invite you to talk to me, or talk to Rose or Steve or Mary Jane. Talk to those who know this love of Jesus and ask them about it. Because his love is stronger than our losses. His love is stronger than our grief. His love is stronger even than death. What an amazing thing. We believe this. Bud believed this. And soon we'll see it. One of the last things that Bud did before his heart gave out, and no one knew how close his last hour was, how soon it would come. One of the last things he did when he was at the Highlands in Fitchburg going through his rehabilitation, one of the last things he did was to share that love of Jesus. Last Friday, Rose was there visiting, as she'd done when he was so close by at the Highlands. So many hours you were given in those last weeks, Rose. Such a blessing. And they walked down the hall of the fifth floor of the Highlands down to the room of Donna Allen, one of our members. She had just moved there for her own rehab. And Bud prayed for her. He prayed for Jesus to be with her and to care for her. Why? Because Buddy loved people, and because Buddy loved Jesus, and because Buddy loved to pray to Jesus, bringing together these two things he loved, people and his Lord, through that act of prayer. That's what he was like. He had a simple faith, simple and beautiful faith. Despite his limitations, despite his hardships, which were many, despite even the struggles of these recent months, including the feeding tube that he had to have placed in, no longer being able to eat or drink, despite these things, maybe even because of them, he looked to Jesus. Eternal salvation isn't by intelligence. It isn't by knowledge. It isn't even by our own good works, but it is by childlike faith in the Savior who died and rose for us. Jesus spoke so often and so lovingly of children and of those who have a simple childlike faith. And Jesus, in fact, used children and childlike faith as an example for all of us. When I think of Bud, whom I didn't know nearly half as well as so many of you, I think of these scriptures. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." Jesus one time even thanked his Father for revealing to little children what was hidden from the wise and understanding. The Father's gracious will is to reveal his Son through faith. And when the disciples who thought they were so high and mighty, who thought they knew so much, were debating about which one of them was the greatest, is it Peter or is it John or is it James? Who is it? Jesus called them and he put a little child right in the middle of them and he said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, Bud was no child, but he did have the humility and faith of a child. And in that way, he serves as an example for each one of us, an example to all of us with our complicated questions and struggles and burdens. Bud's life and his death is an invitation for us to trust this same Jesus like he did. This faith that Bud had was planted in him when he was baptized at Messiah Lutheran Church, not in Fitchburg, but in San Antonio, Texas, in 1963. His godparents were the pastor and his wife, Edwin and Ruby Baker, and they were living there at the time because John Sr. was in the service. That's where he was first brought into the kingdom of God, as a little child. That faith was fed and nurtured as he was brought to church throughout his life, as he heard the word of God and it was placed into his ears, as he received the body and blood of his Savior Jesus for forgiveness, life, and salvation. A simple faith that could say, "Yes, I believe what Jesus says. This is my body. This is my blood." And last Friday night, Rose and Steve and Mary Jane and I stood beside him at Lemonster, and the word of God was placed into his ears and into his heart again. The last things he heard were the love of his mother and his brother and sister-in-law and the words of Jesus, the scriptures. Jesus as the good shepherd, Jesus as the one who suffered and died and rose again, Jesus as the one who has given to all those who are clothed in white through holy baptism a victory that not even death can take away. We prayed for him. We sang to him. You said goodbye. And our Lord received him into his arms. Truly what Jesus has promised and what God has promised has taken place. God said in the book of Isaiah, words directed to Bud and to each of you, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And even through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Jesus, who paid for our sins and for Buddy's sins, so that we might have life with him forever. And so he does. Jesus invited those who labor and are heavy laden to have rest in him. Buddy has received this rest at last. After all the things he's been through, he has that rest. The yoke of Jesus is easy, for he is gentle and lowly in heart. And Jesus says, "In me, you will find rest for your souls." This is the rest to which you also are invited today. I think it's fitting to remember as well one of the things that Buddy apparently sang so often to probably everyone around him, but maybe especially to his family. He loved to sing the song, "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine." And I can envision him now singing that to the one who is more than anyone else the sunshine of Buddy and of all of us. For it says, in God's heavenly kingdom, there is no lamp and there is no sun, for God himself is the light. He is the light for Buddy, and he is the light for us. Find rest and refuge in him. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to also make a little invitation as we continue with the service. Following the service, there will be a procession to the cemetery for those who wish to join us. If you're not able to join, you're welcome to stay here at church and wait until we return to enjoy fellowship and meal downstairs as well. I know that Rose and Steve and Mary Jane would be delighted to have many of you stay and enjoy some time together. Please stand. And now, dear friends, the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray to our Lord,
whom the God, our God and Father, raised from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family and friends of our brother John, and to all who mourn, comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Thank you.
He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.